here as they went, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them entering into the temple. Who sent Peter and John about to go into the temple asked an alms. Even though they say they still went to the temple to pray. You know, I know there's a lot of religious people in the temple, but these men had been called of God and they respected our prayer in the temple. It meant a lot to them. Verse 4, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I believe in walking with God in the Spirit. They had just been filled with the Spirit in the prior chapter. And they saw great things. They saw 3,000 saved. They'd seen the Lord added to the church. And they seen the hand of God in a mighty way. After the Lord had ascended back to heaven, the power of God came and empowered the church. And he seen that day God do a miracle. He thanked God was in that room that day when the power fell on them. And they spake with tongues, which is in the Greek meaning language. I don't know what particular language they spake, but what they spake, every man heard them speak in his own language. And so the miracle God was, he supernaturally touched them people, and then God used what they said that to enter into the ears of them people and them to understand what the gospel was or what the message was or what Jesus, thank God it did. They heard them speak in their own language. It was the power of God. And it'd be like this, if I put it like this. It'd be like God coming upon me and there'd be different languages here and you'd hear me speak in your language. And that was a miracle right there. I mean, it'd be a great miracle for all these. I think we looked at about 19 or 20 different groups of people there. There was a lot of people there on Pentecost. There was a lot of international people. There was a lot of people come on Pentecost. And therefore, we don't know how many people were saved. How many people was there? We know 3,000 were saved. But we don't know how many people was there. But I do know there was a great miracle done on that day. And then we find here that Peter stood up and preached after that. And that's when then 3,000 got under conviction and got saved. And 3,000, thank God, were added to the 120. And then the Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so we find here in chapter 3, they're going to the hour of prayer. And there's a man sitting there that looks like to me, the Bible said that he was carried from his mother's womb, was a lame man. And they carried him out there outside the temple. Now, if I was wanting to get a handout or a bag, I ain't got on to go where I feel like people might care for the poor or care for somebody that's got a physical impairment. They can't help themselves. I don't know how long that man sat out there. No doubt he had sat out there many a days. And the Bible said he was expecting something from him. Amen. No doubt, I look at it like this. I don't know if the man had a cup, a pan, ain't got a cloth. But here come Peter and John up the way. And he looks at them and says, sirs, could you give me something? An alms was a mercy gift. It was just that you had compassion on that man that had a need. And here Peter and John is going, thank God, up there. And they asked, he asked them, thank God, he asked alms. Thank God, I don't believe. I believe right that moment God touched them men and said, you got more than alms to give him. Thank God, you got me. Amen. I've been telling you, thank God, the world don't need money. They need Jesus. Amen. I won't say three things about this, and I'll be through. I want to say, first of all, thank God that when they told that man to rise up and walk, thank God he got up. He got strengthened his ankle bones and got up. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, it was God that used him then. Thank God to get that man up. Thank God, friend, he's still able to get men up from the condition at that very end tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. One church got real rich, and they was in this wealth stuff, and the fellow said, he said, I don't have to say like Peter, silver and gold have none. He said, I got it. He said, you might have silver and gold, but you can't say arise, take up and walk. You lose the power of God. That's right. And I want to say, first of all, that they didn't have no money. They was broke. Amen. He said, I don't have nothing to give you, sir. Now, I want to tell you what, God does use money. I mean, that's part of it. But listen, when men trust them things, if he had had silver and gold, he might have given it to him. But he had something greater than silver and gold. He had Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to measure your riches, your power on what you have in possession of. Is who has possession of you. Amen. When he's got possession of you, you're not thinking on that term. You're thinking about spiritual life. Thank God. I don't never record anywhere Jesus had money. I mean, I'm trying to think about that today. Maybe you can help me. Even when they was going to pay their taxes, he told Peter to go out and catch a fish and get the coin out of his mouth and pay it. Amen. I don't find nowhere. The Bible said foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. And can I say tonight, thank God, you might be poor in this world's eyes, but you're the richest man alive if you've been saved. If you've got Christ in you, thank God, that's the greatest gift a man could give, is the gospel, the power of God. And I believe when they came along, and that man was begging, thank God, he said, look on us. Amen. He said, I don't have nothing to give you, silver or gold, lad. How about such as I have, give unto thee. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank God, rise up and walk. Amen. Immediately, the Bible said that man received strength in his ankle bones. That's what it says in the Scripture. It says he received strength in his ankle bones. And he, praise God, leaped up and stood and walked in there in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. It was a notable miracle. You know what was great about this? They couldn't deny it. They said, we cannot deny there's been a notable miracle performed on this man that was over 40 years old, had been sitting there a long time. Amen. And maybe that long. It does say from his mother's womb. But this man finally met some men that had some God about them. And God, it didn't just look at him as a bum. It just didn't look at him as an old eyesore. Thank God, didn't throw him a little something on his blanket and walk on to the temple. Thank God, they had something to give that man. I'm telling you, we ought to have something to give people. Amen. We ought not have. My friend, all the extras of this world. Amen. We ought to have something from God to give him. He didn't have no money. Thank God. His gospel's not bald. His work of grace is free. Thank God. If we've got it, we ought to give it. I'm telling you, friend, tonight, you'll give what you have. And if you don't have it, you can't give it. Amen. That's right. Amen. He didn't have no money. Number two, he didn't go by no doctrine. He didn't say, well, wait a minute. Is there a verse in the Bible that I can tell this man to get up and walk? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Christ is the verse. Christ is the verse. Christ is the doctrine. Christ is the way. Everything you do ought to be in the name of Christ. See, they didn't use the Baptist name. Even though I'm a Baptist, they didn't use the Methodist. They didn't use them names. They said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
And I'm going to tell you what we've done today. We've cut short the hand of God in the power of God living through us because we have made ourselves, my friend, our own belief. Amen. We've made our own beliefs up. And we doubt God. We doubt this man here. I don't think he was looking for to be able to walk. I believe he was looking for an arm, as the Bible said. But there were some men there that had the power of God in them. They had Christ in them. They had the promise of Christ. And I'm telling you one thing. Thank God they did love, my friend, to one another. And say, well, you know a verse that we can tell this man and get up? Oh no, they had something greater. They had the living word in them. I'm telling you, the written word means nothing unless you know the living word that it's talking about. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. There's a lot of people that know something about the Bible that don't know the Lord. Amen. They have no power. These men had met with Christ. They was full of the Holy Ghost. They wasn't walking around, thank God, saying you can't do this and you can't do that. Amen. They was looking, brother, to go to pray. And on the way to prayer, they found a man there needing help. And they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up, walk. And before you know it, that man's a walking and leaping and praising God. Just because they acted upon the power of God. Amen.
Right.
That's right. I'll say this and I'm through. They didn't have money. They didn't have a verse. Even though God's verses back it up or a doctrine. They didn't say to him, do you know the doctrine of baptism? What's a sinner got to do with baptism? Do you know the doctrine of repentance? What'd you know before you got saved? That man didn't know nothing. He just knew he needed healed. He just knew he needed something and somebody give him something. He was about probably hungry and destitute or something. Let me tell you something tonight. Sinners don't need our speeches. They need Jesus. They need preaching from the pulpit. They need preaching from the people of God. The gospel that can save them. But praise God. Some people you think they need a 4-page track to get somebody saved. Friend, and I tell you, it's just Jesus alone. And that's who we ought to give. And they don't need all that other stuff. Amen. Right. I get alarmed at people that say when we say, well, for by grace are you saved. If we tell a sinner, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves to get to God. That's a declaration of what God's done for the Ephesians. It was grace that saved them. And people will say, well, you better mention repentance to them. Do you think they know anything about that? Do you think salvation is a work of God in a man's heart to bring him to that place that he wants to turn from sin unto Christ? That man couldn't do nothing, friend. He was crippled. He couldn't get up. Hey, God, we're trying to explain to people today how to get up. Hey, God, they don't need an explanation. They need an empowerment of God Almighty to get them up. And Jesus is enough. And if you got it, you can give him. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Number three, they didn't look for the approval of man to say it's all right to do it. You're in bondage. Listen to me tonight. You're in bondage. You're in bondage tonight. When you have to look to somebody else to say, you think that's all right. Do you mean Jesus is in you and the Holy Ghost is in you? And He wants you to help people and do the will of God? And you got to get somebody's approval to do it? They didn't look around and say, well, I wonder if the rest of the disciples or the apostles think it's all right for us to get this man up. See, when you walk with God, it's instant. That's why all these healing things these people have, they get in these crusades and they have all these healings and they say, we're going to have a healing service. That ain't the way they did. They walked the path of God, and when they come to somebody that had a need that was willing to, thank God, to believe, thank God, that's when they acted. We didn't set up a church service in that. Thank God, my friend, to go by prayer. We tried to go by God. If we just follow God, things will happen. Thank God, if you got your mind that way, you'll be able to help somebody. Thank God, they got down there and they saw that man, and they weren't looking for some man to prove it or what the
Supreme Court said about that crowd that was going to throw him in jail. They said, we got to get this man up. The only way they can get him up is the power of God.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Boy, couldn't you just tonight just think, they did not have in their mind when they healed that, when God healed that man by their cry to him about Christ. They didn't have in their mind that they was going to get thrown in jail the next day and be questioned by this council of people. That's just what they do. They go about doing the things of God. I want to say this tonight. I want to tell you this, brethren. I'm a born-again preacher. And I believe this is the book. And I believe it from the first verse to the last. But let me tell you something. When we come in bondage to what the brethren say and what they want to approve and what they don't approve, what you're going to do is quench the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Son, I'm going to tell you what. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible with Him. Does He? If He lives in you, that means you can give what you have. That's the only thing you can give is what you have. You can't give what you don't have. When God uses you, you're giving what you have. Amen. Preacher gets up and gives what he has. Hey, God, a singer gets up and gives what they have. Hey, God, when you see somebody out in the world, they don't need a bunch of our friend. Hey, God, a bunch of worthiness. They need to know about Jesus. And you give what you have. Amen. Such as I have, give I in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Praise God. Amen. The world don't need, listen, the world needs to see Jesus.
Right.
That's who they need to see. They need to see Jesus. They need to see the power of God. Amen. If we could just get in unity, I mean just get in unity and get all this stuff off of us. These grave clothes. My friend, we've been carrying around for years and we get all this bondage on us and we wonder, thank God, do you not think somebody stood by and said, I wonder if that's real? They didn't do it the way we do it. You know what's corrupted the church? Tradition. Well, we ain't never done it like that. Well, I'll tell you what you do tonight. You go home, write a piece of paper, and tell God how to do it. You say, God, this is the way I want you to do it. You want to pray? You want to believe God? You want to believe God to touch people's heart? Then let's tell God how He's got to do it. I ain't serving no God like that, friend. I'm bound to God and I've got Christ in me and I'm praying to Him. And you know what He's doing? He's doing it the way He wants to upon my request. That's right. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, He'll do it when you don't give when you don't get no glory. He'll do it when you don't even expect it. He'll do it when you don't think about how He ought to do it. When you just roll, thank God, believe Him, and say, thank God, the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk, and immediately that man walk up, and when you get there, thank God, you can see things done. Amen. That's right. Amen. There's no prescription to what these men did, but just done it. There's no prescription. You say you think God will hear me, and God will hear you anywhere if your heart's right. God's not confined to the church building. A lot of people's confined into there because they don't never talk to Him after they leave here. But I'm telling you one thing. Listen, there's nothing impossible with Him.
Right.
Nothing. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What do you have to give? What do you have to give?
Yeah.
Seven gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What do you have to give? What have you been given? You've been given Him in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's where it's at. I am not robotical. I refuse to be robotical. I refuse to be ritualistic. I refuse it. Because God don't have mold people. He has free people that does His will as He leads them in the way of life. And it don't have to be the Lord's day. Hey, God, the Lord's day to me is every day. I understand, though, the first day of the week we look as a day of worship and a resurrection day. But I don't live like that. If all I lived for was one day out of seven, hey, God, it'd be boring, friend. I live every day like that. They was living every day like that. And I'm telling you what, if all you got is a bunch of religious bondage and all you do is come to church and on the Lord's Day you meet with them and you go back home and no other move of God, and then God help us. There's people outside this building needing God. They need, like Brother Dennis said, I'm but the Holy Ghost. I told him he don't have to preach that out line. Thank God I've got the inline. And if you get the inline, you don't need the outline. And if I can get in where he's at, thank God I can preach it, amen. If you can get in where he's at, you can help people. Amen. May the Lord add His blessing to the Word of God. Amen. Stand with me tonight. Thank you.